Yo, this is the Fat King Madzal saying, you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Ha!
Do you enjoy the arts, have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Kirby Crone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
This is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd while laughing up a storm until we were just bone, until it got so warm that none of us could sleep, and all the styrofoam began to melt away. We tried to find some worms to eat in the decay, but none of them were whole. Inside the catacomb, a million ancient bees began to sting our knees while we were on.
A good refrain. You'll listen to it twice, 'cause the DJ is asleep on the radio, on the radio, on the radio, uh oh, on the radio, uh oh, on the radio, uh oh, on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I'm in the ninth grade, and I'm from New York.
I'm Fati. I'm 9 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books you love, books you hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We're often joined by our friends Adelia, or Claire, or Georgia, or Amelia, and we hope they'll join us soon. I actually just saw Claire in the library, and she said she'll be back next week. So that's exciting. Our listeners may not know this, but we record our show over Zoom, so I don't always get to see my radio friends in person, so it's fun when they stop by the library and say hello. But it's also great to connect this way, too, and talk about some books on the radio. Hooray, hooray. And before we dive in, I want to make sure our listeners know that we are in the midst of the fall pledge drive for WGXC. We're encouraging everyone out there listening who appreciates community radio, youth voices on the radio, hearing your neighbors on the radio, local content, local artists, as well as a really eclectic lineup of shows and diverse musical offerings, all the things that make WGXC great. We encourage listeners out there to support WGXC to help keep WGXC on the airwaves. All support that comes in during the fall pledge drive helps WGXC to meet the most basic FM station operating costs and helps keep WGXC on the radio dial. So we're particularly encouraging listeners to become sustaining donors, monthly supporters of WGXC. And you can do this by signing up online at wgxc.org/donate. And you can choose a recurring donation of your choice. Our current monthly donors for WGXC range in monthly contributions from $5 to $300. So every bit counts, and we encourage you to help us reach our monthly goal of having 5,000 in monthly support from our recurring donors. If we're able to reach that goal, we'll be able to eliminate on-air pledge drives and keep all of the wonderful shows on WGXC going wild. And of course, WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm, which is a 501c3 nonprofit arts organization. So all contributions are tax deductible to the full extent of the law. So to donate, you can go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. While we're looking for ongoing monthly supporters, that's our main goal this pledge drive. We also would love if anyone out there listening that wants to just make a donation today, feel free to give a call or go online and make a one-time donation. Every little bit helps, and we really appreciate everyone who supports WGXC. So go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. So while I was just talking about the pledge drive, our friend Adelia joined us. Hi, Adelia.
Hi, I'm so sorry I'm late.
That's okay. So we were just talking about the WGXC pledge drive and how important it is for listeners who appreciate community radio and hearing youth voices such as yours on the radio help support WGXC to keep it on the air. And I think Jada wanted to say something to add on to that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I have some sort of bias because I am on a radio show. So I think that you should support us because not only is this just something, you know, nice to do, you know, giving back to the community and such, but it's also helping support people have opportunities like me. I really enjoy going on this radio show, and it's something that I like to, you know, talk about with all my friends, you know, get more people to join and such. And I'm really grateful that I have this opportunity. And so if you guys could, you know, come and help and support us, I think that would be great because, you know, I do this. I'd like to keep it that way.
Yeah, we'd like to keep it that way too. I do think it's really special that WGXC has always had space on the airwaves for young people such as yourself to share their opinions, share their knowledge and their skills and their interests. So that's not something you get every day when you turn on the radio, unless you live here, and then you do, or if you tune in online too, to WGXE. But WGXE has literally had youth voices on the radio since day one, and really since day negative something. Even in the pre-broadcast era, they were doing workshops with young people and doing different types of broadcasts here and there involving young people. So shout out to WGXE for being such a youth-friendly radio station.
Yeah, and it's always good to get more people.
Yeah, I was saying earlier before you joined that our friend Claire will be joining us again next week, so that'll be exciting to have her back on the show. But yeah, so what is your favorite thing about WGXE or about being on the radio on WGXE?
It's a good way to find out like what books to read and what new books there are, and also we just talk about adaptions into films and shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to find out what to read and watch.
Great. How about you, Fatia?
I think it's fun for us to do.
I know for some of our participants over the years, it's been helpful in boosting confidence with public speaking, even though it's like a little different because it's on the radio. So you're not standing in front of people or something. It still, you know, takes a lot of courage to speak to listeners from all over the place who listen into the show. So I think that's been really great and is a great opportunity for young people going on the radio. But yeah, we're really grateful to WGXE and hope listeners out there are as well, and will provide some financial support to help keep WGXE on the airwaves. During this fall pledge drive, we're encouraging listeners to become monthly supporters, invest in community radio with a recurring donation of your choosing, any amount every month moving forward. And to make a donation, you can go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400, and a WGXC team member will be happy to help you make your donation. But thank you to all of the sustaining donors out there, our monthly supporters who help keep this radio station going. We really appreciate you, and we appreciate everyone who listens to the show as well every week. But now we're going to talk about some books. Hooray! Or bookish things. No pressure. Who wants to get us started today? How about Fatia? What did you want to share today?
I'm going to share a poem.
Great.
It's about a birthday. Happy birthday. May you only know joy that makes you share, troubles that make you thrive, sadness that makes you care, hope that makes you dream, failure that makes you succeed, success that makes you rejoice, friends that make you laugh, passion that makes you live, love that makes you love more.
That's really nice. It sounds like it could be like in the inside of a birthday card.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, what a nice birthday it message. Does. Do you know who the poem's by?
No, it doesn't say it.
The mystery poet. Claim your poem, mystery poet. I could see you taking that poem and making like some artwork around it, like making a cool custom card using that text. Fatia's one of our resident artists. Very cool. Thank you for sharing that, Fatia. How about Jada? What did you want to share today?
So I was going through my collection of already read books. and there was this book called Al Capone Does My Shirts. And it's set during the time when, and somehow I forgot the name of the super infamous book. Alcatraz. When Al Capone was at Alcatraz. And the main character's dad was hired, I think, to be like patrol or something. And so he meets all sorts of other people. Another thing is his sister, which his parents keep on insisting is younger than him. So just his sister, I guess. I won't tell the ending because that's important. Has autism. And so she acts in a certain ways, and they're trying to get her into this great school, but they keep trying to pass her and it won't happen. And when he goes to school, this one character, the warden's daughter, starts this business where people pay him to have their laundry sent to Alcatraz, which is why I think it's titled Al Capone Does My Shirts. So Yeah, I won't spoil it because there's so much of the story that can't be revealed right away.
Yeah, you were just refreshing my memory a little bit. I read this so long ago that I don't remember it that well. Mm. But it was a Battle of the Books book a long time ago by Jennifer Choldenko. And it's the first in a series, which I never read the other ones in it. Have you read the other books in the series?
I didn't know it was a series.
Yeah, there's three. So it's Al Capone Does My Shirts, Al Capone Shines My Shoes, and Al Capone Does My Homework.
But is he good at it?
He provides so many services at Alcatraz. Shirts, shoes, and homework. Yeah, I remember that being a fun book. It's also just an interesting premise of a kid living in a prison.
And ending up enjoying it.
Yeah, definitely not your everyday scenario. Well, now that you know there's three, maybe you'll read more. Pick up where you left off.
I don't know. I don't see how there could be anything else to add to the story. Hmm. I feel like it was pretty complete.
I have this book that, I don't know, I haven't even been reading it. I read it like a year ago, but it's been on my mind, so I'm just going to share it.
Okay.
It's called Ruby Haller by Sharon Creech, and it's about these two orphan twins, and they have moved between foster families and orphanages for years, and they just want a loving place to live. Then they meet this older couple whose children have grown, and they want to adopt them, and they, like, it's all about, like, gaining the trust and stuff, and they live in this place called Ruby Haller, and yeah, and it's about, like, at first the twins, their names are Dallas and Florida. At first it's about, like, they don't really trust the older couple, but then they live with them for a while, and they all gain each other's trust, so it's sweet. And she's made a bunch of books.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, did I never read anything by her? But then I did find one that I read by her. I read Saving Winslow, which is about, like, a little, I think it was a baby donkey, or was it a mini donkey?
Oh, I think I either read that or I heard of it.
But it's, yeah, like, the cover of the book was too cute not to read.
Yeah.
A little donkey.
She wrote, I think she wrote Moo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right? And she wrote Love That Dog and Hate That Cat.
Yeah.
And
Walk Two Moons.
Yeah,
that's a very famous one of hers.
Yeah,
and then she wrote the sequel to it, which actually happened before that.
That Wanderer.
Yeah,
I think she maybe.
And the funny thing is, he kind of talked about what would happen in it. Kind of when there was this line when they were reading from the journals, and since the second book is a journal, it actually deals with that line. And so I just. In my mind, I imagined that everything worked out happily ever after. Because I hated when stuff doesn't. That's why I pretty much hate horror movies and stuff.
Mm.
Scares me.
Too scary. I have a book I could talk about as well. I just read a graphic novel, a middle grade graphic novel called Enlighten Me by Min Lee, with illustrations by Chan Chow. And I've read other things by Min Lee, primarily picture books, although he's contributed to some anthologies for middle grade readers. And he's also written for some, I think, Green Lantern comics. And Chan Chow, I have never read her work before, but I guess she did some of the Babysitter's Club graphic novel adaptations. So that's cool. And she's done work in animation, but I really liked the artwork in here a lot. So I would definitely check out other things from her. But the story is about a character named Bin who goes with his family on a trip, and the kids are all pretty skeptical about the plan because they are going to a silent meditation retreat. And they're kind of like, why can't we just go to, like, normal camp, like, where we can talk and, like, use our devices and stuff? But instead, they're going to this silent meditation retreat, so they can't talk for a whole weekend, can't use their video games. And Bin is also dealing with some emotions around some bullying situations at school that are centered on his Vietnamese heritage. So some classmates not saying the kindest things. And then when he fights back against the bullies, he gets in trouble. So he's got a lot going on in his mind and would be happy to just escape into his video games. And he actually does some sort of imagining of how to deal with his situations through video games. But they actually find that they get some things out of a silent meditation retreat. And one part of it that isn't silent is that for the younger people involved in this retreat, so for the kids, they have a time period each day where one of the nuns at the place tells stories of the Buddha's past lives. And so through this book, you get to hear some of those stories, which is interesting as well. So I thought it was great, very different. I assume not that many kids go on silent meditation retreats, although I know there are some that do. And probably a lot of people reading it are not as knowledgeable about Buddhism too. I know I hadn't heard some of these tales before, so it was interesting to hear them or see them. But yeah, I thought it was an interesting way of sort of conveying all these different things in one book. That book is out now. It's called Enlighten Me by Min Li and Chan Chow. So you can check it out.
When you said that when he fights back, he gets in trouble, that's annoying because it happens.
It's interesting too, I feel like, with graphic novels that so much can get conveyed through, I mean, there's things that get conveyed through the sort of dialogue or the words on the page, but then you also get a lot of the story through the images. And I'd actually be curious to see more from the story because we don't really get much of his school life. It's really focused on the meditation retreat, but you can tell in like the sort of flashbacks or remembering of these times in school that you can tell that there's some of the classmates who are not fond of their friends bullying, like people that are there on the sidelines that see what's happening and seem to not be in on it. And I'd be curious to see how sort of some of those scenarios can play out, the people on the sidelines stepping up. But yeah, it is sad that when someone gets in trouble for fighting back, but the person that instigated it in the first place doesn't get in trouble.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying.
Well, before we go for the day, so I want to do a final reminder to our listeners that we're in the midst of the fall pledge drive for WGXC and encourage our listeners to make a contribution to WGXC. Your support will help us meet the most basic FM station operating costs and keep WGXC on the radio dial. During this pledge drive, we're really encouraging listeners to become a monthly supporter, making a donation every month and an amount of your choosing. This is really easy to set up. You can go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 to make your contribution. And yeah, we thank our monthly sustaining supporters for helping keep WGXC going. Thank you for your dedication. And we also want to thank everyone who listens to Bound by Books for helping keep us going too. But please pledge your support. Go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. And of course, WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm, a 501c3 nonprofit arts organization. So your contributions are tax deductible to the full extent of the law. Yeah.
Because now you have less taxes to do, which mom tells me is very good.
Lovely. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books, but we're out of time for today. So everybody take care, support your local radio station, and read lots of great books this week. Happy reading, everybody. Bye.
Happy reading.
Corner of the room, a junkyard full with eyes of gloom. I asked the time.